Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above. We've had a lot go down on the world stage over the past couple weeks, and as most of you are aware, this past weekend on October 7th, there was a Black Swan event in Israel, and now the whole world is watching, and the shift of attention has been directed at war once again. So in today's video, I'll be decoding everything you need to know about this recent Black Swan event in Israel and how it's tied into this upcoming weekend with Friday the 13th tomorrow and the solar eclipse we've been preparing for on Saturday. This is a very important weekend for crypto entering eclipse season, and we can now see Bitcoin moving very similar to the way it did back on our last solar eclipse in April of this year. So I'll be covering everything I'm expecting for this crypto market in preparation for this weekend in between now and the lunar eclipse later this month before the next FOMC meeting. So you're definitely going to want to stick around to the end because today's video is going to be packed with gems as usual. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So tomorrow is very important because it will be tied to Friday the 13th, and specifically this Friday the 13th mini crash that happened back on exactly October 13th, 1989. And I'll be decoding that event in today's video. And tomorrow being the day before the solar eclipse on October 14th, this is the time frame that we've been preparing for on this channel for almost a year now. Specifically over the past month, I've been talking about expecting an air ritual on the world stage that everyone will know about. And just this past weekend on October 7th, a war started in Israel initiated by a bombing. There's our Black Swan event. And it was 100% a ritual that was pre-planned to happen on the exact day it happened. My last Red Pill podcast over on Patreon exposed how scripted this event was. It's titled Israel Black Swan Decoded, and it's available now for Patreon supporters of the Mastermind Community Membership at patreon.com/watersabove. And if you've recently joined the Mastermind Community Membership, welcome to the Wolfpack. I greatly appreciate your support, and it's so great to have you with us. That new podcast I released was packed with gems, easily one of the most mind-blowing decodes I've ever released. So here's a recap of the Israel Black Swan decode so you can see how scripted this all is. First things first, even mainstream news outlets pointed to the fact that this war started after the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War back in 1973. That war started on October 6th, 1973, to be exact. First, it's important we start with this gnosis that October is actually the eighth month in the calendrical system. Like an octagon has eight sides, oct is the prefix for eight. October is the eighth month, not the tenth month. Going back to this date of October 6th, just want to show you the code here. Remember, we were talking about oct being 8, and you have your 6 there for the 6th day. We're going to go back to 1973, and this gives you 86. Keep this in mind, 86. So we have the Yom Kippur War starting on October 6th, which is the true 86 date, 86. This day just happens to be on the day leaving 86 days in that Gregorian year. And coincidentally, the term Black Swan by the code gives you 86 in just basic English ordinal gematria. And you know, when I say coincidence, I'm sure many of you know I'm just joking. Since none of this is coincidence, this is the code that runs this simulacrum. And I can prove it. Let's go to the date that Israel was proclaimed, and that would be May 14th of 1948, and you're going to see right here This is a double-digit date numerology. It's something I like to use a lot because it's a little bit more esoteric, it's a little bit more advanced, but this is a powerful date numerology to consider. And there you go. It gives you the 86. Specifically tied right back to the day with 86, the day leaving 86 days left in the year. And the day Israel was essentially formed, officially gaining its independence, would be an 86 date numerology. So you see how important it is coded into what's happening right now as we speak. Let's take this a little bit further and think about this number 86, how 8 times 6 is 48. Israel was formed in 1948, and we could go even deeper into the code, and we could see that Yom Kippur, war, adds up to 48 in Chaldean. Again, this was all scripted. Now, 50 years later, you have this event that just happened this past Saturday. Gonna go to it really quickly. How we have 10-6 Gregorian, 10-7 2023 was the event this time around. And you could see that we had it happen on a Saturday, just like the Yom Kippur war started on a Saturday. The reason for this is because it's Saturn's day, and this is the cult they worship. It's Saturnian. That's why in Orthodox Judaism, they wear the tefillin. And we'll just quickly show what this looks like. So you can see they have this strap wrapped around their arm. And most who practice Judaism probably don't realize that this symbolizes the rings of Saturn. And they put the black cube over their pineal gland. That's Saturn's cube. In Islam, at Mecca, they walk around the black cube. That's called the Kaaba. Sounds a lot like Kabbalah. That's Jewish mysticism. You see, these Abrahamic religions are worshiping the same thing, and they don't even know it most of the time. And it's not their fault. They're just ignorant. They don't have the eye to see because they're covering up their pineal body with a black cube. But these so-called religions believe they are in conflict with one another, even though the origins of both of their faith come back to the same place, and that's ancient Egypt. And the gatekeepers of all of this are the Holy See, the Vatican, at least for now. And as we move into the New Age, Aquarius, that will shift to another part of the realm. But that's a decode for another day. So getting back on track, this recent event, Yom Kippur War, starting 50 years and one day after the Yom Kippur War, we had this recent Black Swan event, the Saturn's Day. This is crucial because when we think about specifically how many days are between the two events, it's 50 years and one day. That's 50 and one. You're going to remove the zero. It brings you to 51. You always remove the zero in numerology. Well, 51, you're going to mirror that number and you get back to 15. The country we're talking about is Israel. There's your 15. And some people might be asking, what do you mean earlier when you said that all of these faiths go back to ancient Egypt? Well, here you go. It is Is, Ra, and El. Isis, Ra, El. Okay? El is Saturn. Well, just to let you know, this is very important to consider, guys, and we're not here to bash anyone's faith or anyone's raw religion. It's just the truth, and the truth sucks, but the truth sets you free, and we're here to seek truth. I know it gets very hot in the sauna sometimes, but you need to come here. If you're willing to sweat, you're willing to grow, you're willing to expand, this is how we do it. It's sometimes uncomfortable, but we're not here to bash anyone. This isn't what that's about. That's a very low-level energy. I'm just telling you the origins of this stuff. And it's important we become conscious to it, so hopefully we break free from any of the traps if we so happen to belong to them at this current time. There's no shame or guilt in the process of expansion. It's just about allowing. That's where your growth is. So getting back to this code I was talking about before, about this 50 years in one day, that's the 5-1. You mirror that 5-1, you come back to 15. That was in the code of Israel, right there with 15. And look at the day that this black swan happened on, a 15 standard date numerology. And all of you that have been following along this channel for some time know that this was a setup into this upcoming solar eclipse. So let me show you some of the code that's going on here. We have eclipse giving you 69. And this number 96 and 69 has been tied to negative events or big redirections of energy since we were in the year of the Shemitah back in 2021. And for anyone who is new here to the channel, the Shemitah is a seven-year cycle practiced in Judaism. The last Shemitah was from September 2021 to September 2022. And during that time, not only did we have an all-time high across the board for a majority of assets, including Bitcoin, most major indices, but this followed by a large correction into the end of the Shemitah in September 2022. And that's typically how it goes every seven-year cycle. This is what the market runs on. It runs on the Hebrew calendar. So it's important that you're aware of these other calendrical systems. And when you add gematria and numerology to all of this, you're going to have so much of a lead on the average investor. This is why on this channel, we focus a lot of our energy on these more esoteric truths so that we could have an edge on this market. So as I showed you moments ago, eclipse adding up to 69, and on the 69th day of this year, gonna quickly go to that. You guys have probably heard me talk about this many times if you've been following along this channel, but on the 69th day of this year, we had Silicon Valley Bank fail. So let me just show you that by the code really quickly so you can see how scripted that was. Remember, eclipse 69, Silicon Valley Bank fails on the 69th day of this year, and that adds up to 69. And here we are today talking about the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, 69 in the same cipher. And the leader of Israel, this jackal, his name adds up to 69. Or at least his clone. Who knows? But isn't this incredible that we get the same code in the same cipher over and over? This is not a coincidence. So as mentioned earlier, tomorrow, Friday the 13th, coming up, we have to get into this. So we have Friday the 13th, and it will be the 34th anniversary of the Friday the 13th mini crash. We're going to connect it back to 10/13 of 89. And you're going to see some really incredible code in this one. Okay, so we were talking about this moment here. Technically, today is still within 33 years of this black swan event that happened back then. And the reason for this flash crash back in 1989 was due to a failed leverage buyout of United Airlines. Again, this was an air ritual at the exact same time of year on the same exact date and day. And what was the most popular air ritual we've all had in our lifetimes? That was September 11th. So we're going to go to 9/11 here of 2001. This is really important because the recent air ritual we just had was bombings in Israel, which led to them going to war officially. And it's their first time going to war in exactly 50 years since the last time they were at war. For those of you that might be wondering why it's so important that we have this 50 code, and you heard me talk a little bit earlier about the Shemitah year, well, in Judaism, they practice something called Biblical Jubilee, and that is seven cycles of seven Shemitah years, which is 49 years, and they practice Jubilee on the 50th year. Guess what I've been saying for a whole year now? That we were in the year of the Jubilee until September of Rosh Hashanah of this year. Now, once we left Jubilee, you see an event happens directly with Israel. This is mind-blowing stuff, guys. And this moment right now of Israel going to war right after the Jubilee proves all of the decoding that we've been talking about for the past year. It has brought it to life. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff. So let me show you how coded in this all is. I was just talking about before this Friday the 13th mini crash happening on October 13th. We have October 13th tomorrow. This had to do with United Airlines, again, an airline. This has to deal with air element. It is a ritual, all right? Well, let's go to the code. We have United Airlines giving us 46 in Chaldean. Let's go to the United Airlines chart, shall we? And we're going to go to September 11th of this year. We're on the daily chart right now. We have right over here, September 11th. This was the day that this was trading at $46 a share, literally on this day. Think about this, family. I just showed you that United Airlines adds up to 46 in Gematria. September 11th this year, United Airlines stock was trading at $46 a share. That's so important because we are in the 22nd anniversary of that 9/11 ritual. 9/11 happened during a Shemitah year. Well, let's mirror the number 46 and we get to the number 64 and we're right back at Israel. 64. This is what the apex predator calls Zion. 64. Some of you might not might remember actually seeing this at one time. Maybe you guys have seen this. It's an Israeli shekel with the Torah scrolls on it, looking like the Twin Towers, and the plane flying towards it with a tank in the bottom corner. Pretty interesting money design, eh? So you see where I'm going with this right now. Remember, the 9/11 ritual also happened during a Shemitah year. Judaism. Zionism. But remember, the bloodline that rules this world is not Jewish. They are not Christian. They are not Muslim. They are not Jesuits or Scientologists. But they are, in fact, Zionists. And I will show you the code here. So we have Zionists. This adds up to 131. We're having a little fun right now, but I think this is important. This 131 code is crucial because October 13th of 1989 landed on a 131 date numerology. And the date written internationally would have been 1310. When you remove the zero, it becomes 131. You can't make this up. And if you think this is all just random or confused about the connection to 9/11, I want you to look right here how September 11th is connected to this Friday the 13th flash crash by 11 years, which is the master number. 11 is your two towers, right here, two towers. And then you have 333 days, the ascended master number. This date of 9/11 was in the year of 2001. You remove the zeros, it becomes 21, which is two ones, two towers. And you have this date falling on the 11th day of the month, the two towers. And this is typically the month where you have Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, the month of Tishri. And this happens to be on the day that leaves 111 days in the year. And that ritual happened in New York, 111. Now, speaking of all these connections to the number 11, this is where today's decode will really blow your mind if it hasn't already. So we're going to be talking about today now and why this day is so special. I actually went out of my way yesterday to share that today, tomorrow is the day leading into today when I was going to release this YouTube video and talk about everything that's been going on in this world stage. So definitely go follow me over here on X if you'd like to get some behind the scenes updates. But this is going to get really wild. So please take notes on this because there's a lot of information that you're going to be able to walk away with today's decode and apply it to your own decodes. Today is an 11 date numerology. We were just talking about the two towers and that coded back to the number 11. Now, we're going to add another element to all of this, which is the Chinese zodiac. And the next Chinese New Year is February 10th of 2024. Now, you're going to see that Chinese New Year is also an 11-date numerology. Again, the master number 11. So we have 11 today, 11, Chinese New Year. And these 2 days are 121 days apart. 121 is 11 squared, or 11 elevens. You guys have heard about 11-11. I'm sure you might have seen it on the clock often. Well, the October 12th date is written internationally as 1-0-2, right? You have your 12s, but let's look at today. That would be written as 12-10. 1-2-1-0. You remove the 0, and you have 1-2-1. Again, the date itself matches to this date in every capacity. So this is already mind-blowing stuff. You have the 1-2-1 date, again, 11 squared, 121 days apart, 1-2-1, 11 squared, an 11-date numerology, and an 11-date numerology. So we can go a little bit deeper. The Chinese New Year is actually going to be on the 41st day of this year. 41 is your 13th prime number. And like we've been talking about for a while now in today's decode, we have tomorrow being the Friday the 13th, the day before the solar eclipse. And if you look, our solar eclipse on Saturday has a 13 standard date numerology. Like we mentioned earlier, Silicon Valley Bank failed on March 10th of this year. That would be 103. Internationally, that becomes 13 again. The mirror of 13 is 31. 31 is really important because if you see tomorrow being the 13th, Friday the 13th, it is exactly 31 weeks apart since Silicon Valley Bank failed. 31 is your 11th prime number, and we were just talking about how this number 11 is coded into all these key dates. March 10th, the day Silicon Valley Bank failed, was an 11-date numerology. Today is an 11-date numerology. And the next Chinese New Year, Year of the Dragon, is an 11-date numerology. This is all tying back to this key master number of 11, the Two Towers. Again, the Two Towers. This all comes full circle. And this decode actually helped me find a key date in 2024 that ties in all of this, which is going to be February 12th. Let me just quickly show you that. It'll be a couple days after the start of the Year of the Dragon. Again, we have this 13 number showing up as a 13 standard date numerology, like we were talking about before. But what makes it stand out is that it's the 43rd day of the year, and the number 43 is your 14th prime number. And we could connect this date of 9/11 now, because if you look at 9/11/2001, you're going to see that it was on a 14 standard date numerology. So this 14 is critical, guys. I want you to pay attention to this. We talked about it a lot about a year and a half ago. So if you're brand new to my channel, just go back to the time around Super Bowl 56 with the Rams against the Bengals during the Year of the Tiger. I also talked about this a little bit in my last YouTube video, so go check that out as well. So I just wanted to show you guys that we have some code here connecting, but what really makes this special is if you connect 9/11 to this specific date, it's 22 years and 22 weeks. This 22 and 222 code is powerful. If we take from 9/11 to the time that we had the WHO declare the C-19 plandemic, you can see it is exactly 222 months apart. Same for Spanish flu, which lasted 2 years and 2 months, and the same for C-19, which lasted 2 years and 2 months. Again, this is all scripted. And this upcoming Chinese New Year is the Year of the Dragon. Adds up to 22 in Chaldean. So it's very important to keep this code in mind, and that's why this date of the 12th has went on my radar. I was just talking before about 2024, February 12th. 22 weeks, 22 years from this specific date. So we see the impact of today by the code. leading into this Friday the 13th tomorrow, which will be a full trading day for everything, including stocks, forex, precious metals, and crypto. And it will be the weekly close for everything except crypto, which will be trading alone during the solar eclipse. So this is a perfect time to move into the charts and see the setup for this crypto market moving into the solar eclipse. But before we get into the TA, go ahead and give this video a like if you haven't already, and spread some love in the comment section. That's what we're all about here. So getting over to Bitcoin, I have given out a couple of important updates over on Patreon. Again, anyone who's a Patreon supporter of mine, you're getting all these exclusive perks, everything from my weekly Red Pill podcast, where I do a weekly wrap-up on the markets, kind of a setup into the week. But recently, I've been talking about these, you know, little moves here and there, giving more text updates and just keeping everyone aware of this moment being such a crucial moment in where we are in the market, as well as I also share whenever I'm personally buying or selling as another perk over on Patreon. So it's packed with value. Getting back to these charts, we have officially hit the level that I called out, and I'm going to show you really quickly what that is. So if I was to pull up a chart and turn off some of this noise and pull a short-term fib from our yearly high down to this swing low, you are going to see that we've effectively broke below this 382 fib after testing the 0.5 fib, which is an automatic rally in the micro. This is important because now we're heading down to this 236 level, and this could be some of the final buying opportunities we could have for this particular asset for pretty much until the next cycle. We see that Bitcoin is really in its final moments of giving us opportunity. Now, that's not the case necessarily for all the altcoins, and I've been talking about this a lot in my work lately because I know that most people that are following along crypto, they're not actually huge Bitcoin holders. They're mostly holding altcoins. And I've talked about how when we move into these solar eclipses of the solar cycle, Bitcoin tends to steal dominance. And when we look at Bitcoin dominance, we can prove that that's true. We've started to get above 50, heading into 51%. And I've told everyone that I can actually see a 54 to 57% dominance potentially in Q1 of 2024. Right there at the start of the year of the dragon. So if this is to happen, whenever Bitcoin makes the slightest pullback, it will smash alts down. And when Bitcoin is gaining in price, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to see the same gains with the alts at this time. Once Bitcoin has gotten above this 48% dominance level after this retest here, this fall time, this is kind of what Bitcoin just tends to do as it's heading towards the next halving event. So that next halving will be sometime in the middle, late April 2024. I know this is a lot of information. Again, I break this down thoroughly every single week in my Red Pill podcasts. Getting back to this, we have data in the past comparing past solar cycles where we see that Bitcoin moves into the lunar eclipse after solar eclipses and tends to be at a higher price on the lunar eclipse than where it was trading on the day of the solar eclipse. So, in plain English, whatever price Bitcoin closes at this Saturday on October 14th into October 15th, we should be closing the daily higher than that price on the upcoming lunar eclipse on October 28th. Let me just give you a couple examples. I'm going to turn off all this noise. I'm going to turn on these moon phases. Just for a moment, I'm actually going to back this up. Might make it a little bit easier to show you guys. So we're going to go all the way to the past in Bitcoin. We're going back to 2012. Here is the start of your solar cycle. Right now, we are moving into the second solar eclipse of our solar cycle. That will be in 2 days. So we want to really isolate down to the second solar eclipse and see how Bitcoin behaves. And right here, you see this blue dot. That is your solar eclipse, and this white dot is your lunar eclipse. And see what Bitcoin does. After the solar eclipse, we move up into the lunar eclipse. So this is what differentiates eclipses from your standard new moons and full moons. They're different, and they're actually very different depending on if we're in a lunar cycle or a solar cycle. Right now, since April of 2023, we are in a solar cycle. So we want to look at this data of the past to see if we see a pattern. Well, there you go. Look at the way this acted after the second solar eclipse moving into the lunar eclipse. Now we're going to go to the next cycle. Here we are. We have the start of the solar cycle here. We have our second solar eclipse. Let's zoom in and see what Bitcoin did. Well, here we are. We have our solar eclipse. We moved up, effectively closed the daily higher on the lunar eclipse from the solar eclipse, and then we kept it moving the whole way up, just like we did back in 2012. Well, let's go over here to the next cycle. This is one that's a little bit more in our memories because most of us probably got into crypto around this time, or we started to be interested in it around this time. And you have this bull run cycle, the one that ended into December 2017. You had your bear market that went into the same time frame 1 year later in 2018. You had your automatic rally perfectly into the solar eclipse like we saw even happen this time around. And then we have over here your second solar eclipse. And I just want to show you that on the day of your solar eclipse, here we are. We actually went down a little bit, but after that, we still effectively closed the daily higher on the lunar eclipse that followed. So in all iterations over a very long time horizon for an asset that trades 24/7, 365, this is a lot of data to work with, believe it or not. And it's showing us that every single time we did that. And we actually did maintain the same essence going up. The only thing that was different was the Black Swan event. We all remember this, C19. And Bitcoin was pretty much in a V-shaped recovery like most other things. And this is your anomaly, okay? No one could deny this. As a decoder, you got to pay attention to this stuff. So I just wanted to point out that we have a cyclical pattern of after the second solar eclipse of a solar cycle, we move up. And after our solar eclipse, specifically the next lunar eclipse, we're trading higher. So what this means, again, this confirms that whatever we're getting right now is more than likely the final buying opportunities on Bitcoin for the rest of the cycle. We did not see Bitcoin go lower in these past two iterations. I'm going to turn this off and just show you what I mean. So here from your second solar eclipse to your third solar eclipse, look at the way Bitcoin acted. Then you have here from your second solar eclipse to your third eclipse, look at what happened. Then you have here, you have your black swan, but still from eclipse to eclipse, you can see we entered price discovery. So that's another reason why we want to take this cycle into consideration as well. We have data to work with here, but the likelihood of us entering some sort of moment like this is a little more rare because we've already moved through that ritual. Now we're onto another ritual, which is war. And I don't think war is going to affect crypto, actually. I've shared this on some recent interviews that I've done, that my truth is that war, and this is sad to say, and I don't feel happy saying this, but war is positive for crypto because this will be an alternative system to the traditional banking system. And we all know that fiat money, which is actually pronounced fiat, which sounds a lot like fight, was created for war. So this is important to realize. It was the same effect that we had in the Black Swan with banking here on March 10th. We had a quick pullback, but ultimately Bitcoin was up after that. The same thing with the Russia-Ukraine conflict. There was already narratives being pushed out that were positive for Bitcoin at that time. So war is not something problematic necessarily for crypto. If anything, it's positive for the future of crypto because banking is directly associated with war, right? So I hope this is all making sense, family, and I'm giving you the quick and easy simplified truth without getting into the technicals. I think it's important we do get into some of the technicals, though, because for those of you that are traders or technical analysts, you might want to know what could be happening here. And it's as simple as I think this 26K level is really important for Bitcoin, and we know that 25K on the nose is super important. If we were to start closing dailies below this 25K level at this time, I think things can actually go pretty quickly to the downside to about 22K. But this would have to happen real soon unless we're going to have something different that's never happened before for Bitcoin, which I'm open-minded to. And for me, I would actually love for that to happen because I like when there's something that changes the script. But so far, Bitcoin is performing the same way it does every single time. All-time high in Q4, 1 year later, all-time low, recovery into solar cycle, recovery even more in the second eclipse, and, you know, it's just happening over and over and over again since 2012. So if it's not broke, don't try to fix it, right? So what does this mean for altcoins though? Well, we've seen in this prior iteration over here of this cycle, it was not positive for altcoins, for Bitcoin to gain all that dominance. As it was moving up, altcoins actually moved down. In this cycle, from this moment right here up until February, we had everything in a bull trap energy. So what this means is Bitcoin is more than likely coming to the conclusion of its buying ops, and altcoins still have some more time. We also know that a lot of altcoins are extremely oversold, and we're in a precarious territory right now with altcoins because of the lack of regulation. And we know about ISO 222. We know about Ripple is still in the case with the SEC. Even though XRP does technically have clarity as the coin, the company itself is still kind of in this moment. And I believe that's probably why we're not seeing big institutional money flood into it just yet, because that's what institutions want. And what's probably going to lead to a lot of benefit for the crypto market would be two things. One, a Bitcoin ETF. And two would be regulation of the crypto market to get rid of all the shit coins. And I know that doesn't sound like what people want, but it's just inevitable because the people that created crypto are the apex predator. Swallow the truth. So we're at a moment right now where we're really coming close to some of these key levels that we've been anticipating. 26 to 25K would be a gift, and this could definitely push down ETH some more and definitely XRP. So let's look at ETH really quickly. We could see that we've actually even tapped a little bit lower than where we were on September 11th and in this August timeframe. We're coming down to the structural level of 15K, which I think is very important. It's also a psychological level. Here, this quick dip that you had was on March 10th. So again, the black swan that happened specifically to the retail banking sector. And we're just kind of hovering along that critical level right now, but clearly showing weakness as Bitcoin gains dominance. I want you guys to pay attention to this right now because we could definitely swipe to the 236 on ETH if they wanted to push this down pretty hard, even over the next couple months while Bitcoin holds structure. This has everything to do with what I said before about Bitcoin gaining dominance and it not actually being that positive for altcoin price action. Just think about it. So with this being said, I think ETH is actually still somewhat in a buy zone. It's not overvalued at all for where it's going into the next cycle, but it isn't a precarious trading area as we speak. So just keep an eye on this $1,500 level as a psychological support. And with Bitcoin right now, you know, starting to break down into the 26.5 level, if we were to see a retest of 26,000 on Bitcoin, I believe we'll see a swipe slightly below 1,500 for ETH. Now we're going over to XRP. I know a lot of people want me to talk about this project, and I'm a big XRP holder, but right now I think we're watching a lot of the things that I've been preparing us for come true, which is these rejections off the 54 cent level. That is the key level. And the fact that we just recently gotten rejected off of 54 and we're heading down now below 50, trading into this 47 cents, this makes me prepare for, we could actually have another one of these wicks that we got back on the 17th of August. I see we did have a liquidity event on the 9th. It wasn't just Bitstamp, it was a couple other charts. A lot of people were complaining about that, or some people were actually trying to take advantage of that flash to buy it, but their websites were just all messed up, so. Anyways, with what's happening right now, we want to pay attention to 54 cents. The reason for it is because it's just the technical level of the 236. The way that these Wyckoff cycles work, I'm just going to repeat it so you guys could take note and we don't have to, you know, cover this in every single video. But up here, you have your buying climax of the cycle. Here's your selling climax of the cycle. We completed our automatic rally. A lot of the Wolfpack took advantage of this, along with myself. Then we can confirm that automatic rally is finished with a return back to the 236. We've already done it. Okay. And the fact that we've had three tests slightly above it is pretty, it's essentially good enough. You know how volatile crypto is. It doesn't need to be so specific. So this 54 cent level is really normal. And we have this blue trend line that we could see playing over here that goes back a while. You see, this was your C19 crash. We got right back above it, back tested it. This was your jump up around that Flare token distribution right here, your big flash crash for the SEC against Ripple case starting. And then after this big run, we returned right back to this blue trend line many times. And that could be the upcoming test that we're going to get. It would be a gift, by the way. I don't think, it would be an expected thing for it to happen so soon. It could actually just be a slow move down to this level around 43 cents, somewhere in alignment with this support line. So keep that in mind, family. I know today was a long video like the last one that I put out, but I just want to give you guys as much value as possible here on the YouTube channel. I really appreciate all of your support. It means the world to me. Hope you're taking notes. Keep all of these levels in mind. And again, I'm going to be continually updating the community over on patreon.com/watersabove. Anyone who's in the Mastermind community membership, you're going to be getting quick updates whenever I feel the need to share some gnosis. And I will be doing some selling and some buying very soon. So that's another perk over there for the Patreon supporters. I'll have the new podcast available this Sunday, Red Pill Podcast. Really excited to go over that one because I want to see how Bitcoin trades during that solar eclipse while it's trading alone and the traditional markets are closed. So can't wait to get to that. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your week. Much love.